The seat for Utah's 1st Congressional District has not been open for almost 20 years, but Republican Representative Rob Bishop is not seeking another term, so the race is in the air. There are two Democrats in a primary for the district, but the seat is ranked solidly Republican. Four candidates are vying for the GOP's nomination, and KUER's Emily Means spoke with Kerry Gibson about his legislative experience and priorities.
Gibson is easy to identify out of the four Republican candidates for the 1st Congressional District. He's the one wearing the big cowboy hat. He says he's proud of his background as a fifth-generation dairy farmer, but he's also served as the Utah Commissioner of Agriculture, a position he resigned from to run for Congress. Before that, he was the Deputy Director of the Utah Department of Natural Resources and a Weber County Commissioner. But Gibson says the experience that sets him apart from the other candidates is his work in the state legislature.
Congress is a challenging job. There's a lot going on, and having been in a legislative body and been successful in it, I think helps me to be more prepared.
Hill Air Force Base has a big presence in District 1. Nearly 30,000 people work there, and it has a $3.7 billion economic impact in the state. One of Gibson's goals is to position the base for more federal opportunities and to connect with more public-private partnerships.
If you neglect anything long enough, someone else will try to take it from you. And certainly there are people who recognize the economic value of this great asset in our community.
Another area of focus for Gibson is local food production. As the former head of the state's Department of Agriculture, Gibson says the pandemic has made it clear Utah needs to shore up its food production system.
Anytime food can travel a shorter distance from producer to consumer, that's a good thing. Certainly when it becomes a state or national security issue.
Kerry Gibson says he appreciates and respects Congressman Bishop for his time in office, but that he'll take a different approach, like by bringing people together across the political aisle.
I have a strong record of not only standing by my conservative principles, but helping others to understand them, and frankly, being open enough to understand their concerns when they come forward.
Gibson was one of two Republican candidates in the race that qualified for the primary ballot at the state GOP convention. Emily Means, KUER News.